Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Hale moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hale. Bonura moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peete. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Peete steals second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to home to get Bonura. Pete moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete scores. Hayes scores. Two runs are unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to second and picks off Vosmick for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and has Hughes trapped. There's the throw to Hayes, who tags Hughes for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. Pete is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. Haas scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes bunts towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trosky scores. Vosmek moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knickerbocker. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hughes for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vosmick scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hale goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Red Evans pinch runs for Mulehaus. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Pete moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. George Washington now playing right field. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-3 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Hughes trying to get to third. Washington throws the ball into Dykes, who tags Hughes for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hughes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 4 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.